before. He delivered on his promises and will fight for us and win. Proud to support him. That was Kim Reynolds of Florida. I must tell you, I have not really factored in Donald J. Trump. I don't think Donald J. Trump was impacted one way or another. I will be interested to see polling in the coming days to see if he is still 30, 40, 50, 60 points up on the field in the Republican primary. We'll talk about that. We'll also get to your calls relative to what you thought of the great debate last night. Those of you that had a chance to witness it, those of you that have seen clips of it, I would be curious to know what you think. One of the great things about this change for Live and Local is that we give you the first opportunity in Southern Nevada to react to the news of the day. And the news last night, the news last night was all about the debate. We'll open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights ended a tough stretch in their schedule that saw them play 8 of the last 9 games on the road. The defending Stanley Cup champions put it all together last night, scoring and a solid defense to down the Vancouver Canucks 4-1. The Knights return to the Fortress tomorrow night against the Washington Capitals. UNLV football will play the biggest game in the program's history tomorrow. The Rebels finished the regular season in a 3-way tie for the best record in the conference, and they'll take on Boise State in the Mountain West Championship game. The Broncos are 2.5-point favorites. Kickoff at noon tomorrow at Allegiant Stadium. UNLV men's basketball has a break in their schedule. They'll be back on the court next Wednesday in Ohio against the Dayton Flyers.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. we have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
The backup is growing in the downtown Las Vegas area. The accident, 95 northbound, approaching the Spaghetti Bowl interchange there, 95 northbound near Las Vegas Boulevard and Casino Center Boulevard, is blocking the left two lanes. Looks like one right lane open there on the way toward the 15 as you drive north on 95 in the downtown area, merge to the far right lane. Also, a new accident with injury in the Southwest Valley at Durango and Windmill. Mostly sunny and clear today with cool temperatures, barely getting over the 60-degree mark. That's pretty much how we'll be throughout the weekend. It's currently 45 degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
To watch the entire 90 minutes, I DVR'd it. I watched a little sports. I watched a little debate. And then I went back and watched the entire debate. And I must tell you, I was blown away at how bad Gavin Newsom was beaten in this debate by Ron DeSantis. I'm not saying that Ron DeSantis is now the legitimate plan B. I think Nikki Haley is going to be very, very strong. I really honestly do. I think that she's going to be very, very strong and would be, by the way, a really good vice presidential candidate. I think Ron DeSantis would be a good, would be a very, very good vice presidential nominee. I really believe that. I think he could coexist with Donald J. Trump and appeal to people that maybe Trump turns off. I think that would be very, very important. I want you to hear, and I don't have time to get to it right now, but we're going to get to it in our next segment. A question, it was one of the first questions that was asked, and it was about the mass migration from the People's Republic of California and the state of Florida and other states around the country. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut five. This was Ron DeSantis, a very concise answer to a pretty direct question from Sean Hannity. This was from the debate last night. Ron DeSantis answering the first question on the mass migration out of the People's Republic of California. Here it is. This is cut five.
As we speak, there is a phenomenon. It is playing out across the entire country. Americans, they are leaving blue states in droves in favor of red states. You can see numbers on the screen right now from the years 2021 and 2022. These particular numbers are stark in the state that you lead. In the case of you, Governor Newsom, according to the U.S. Census, this is where the numbers come from. In 2021, 2022, California's lost 750,000 residents to other states. Governor DeSantis, during that same two-year period, you gained 454,000 residents from other states. So, Governor DeSantis, we had a coin toss. I was not part of it. I missed it. But apparently, Governor Newsom, you won the coin toss, and you chose to let Governor DeSantis have the first question. You will get the last word tonight. So I begin with you. You know, for Governor Newsom, I will ask, you know, what your response is on this as well. What do you, it's a simple question. How do you explain this phenomenon? What, Governor, what's going on?
When I was in the Navy, I got orders to go to Naval Amphibious Base Coronado in Southern California. And I was a lifelong Floridian, but I went there and I was like, man, this is one of the most beautiful places on earth. And I think California has more natural advantages than any state in the country. You almost have to try to mess California up. And yeah, that's what Gavin Newsom has done since he's been governor. He's the first governor to ever lose population. They actually, at one point, ran out of U-Hauls in the state of California because so many people were leaving. Of course, he's imposed restrictions on his own people while exempting himself from those restrictions and going to the French Laundry while his people were suffering. He led the country in school closures, locking kids out of school while he had his own kids in private school in person. Now, he's very good at spinning these tales. He's good at being slick and slippery. He'll tell a blizzard of lies to be able to try to mask the failures. But the reality is they have failed because of his leftist ideology. And the choice for America is this. What Biden and Harris and Newsom want to do is take the California model and do that nationally. In Florida, we showed that conservative principles work. This country must choose freedom over failure.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, I'm going to let you hear the response, not from Ron DeSantis. I thought his response was spot on. And it simply said, here are the numbers. You be the judge. This is kind of a we report, you decide moment. But Gavin Newsom totally ignored the question. And he gave an opening statement. I mean, it was awful. It was embarrassing how bad Gavin Newsom was on the first question of the night. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Get baked. Get sauced. Get rocked. The all-new River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is serving up some of the best specialty pizzas and classic pasta dishes this side of Vegas. With braised short ribs, lasagna, chicken parmesan, and more, our classic rock-inspired restaurant will have you dancing in your seat. River Rock Pizza and Pasta at Arizona Charlie's Decatur is available for dining in or to go. Only at
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
It is live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. Good to have you with us. Our brand new hours, 6 till 8:45. Bill O'Reilly, news and comment at 8:45. And, of course, Clay and Buck at 9:05. I want to find out what you thought of the great debate, the blue state, red state, great debate, the governors of those two states, Ron DeSantis from Florida and Gavin Newsom from the People's Republic of California. What did you think of the debate? I thought Ron DeSantis did a wonderful job. Did it change anything nationwide or in primary states? I don't think it did. I honestly don't. I think the people that like Ron DeSantis will still like Ron DeSantis. And he is a potential alternative to Donald J. Trump, but so is Nikki Haley. I thought Ron DeSantis did really well. I think Gavin Newsom really screwed things up for himself because he was trying to establish himself as a real bona fide plan B in the event that Joe Biden decides to jump out of the race or is tossed overboard by the radical left in the Democrat Party. He didn't do that. I thought he lost the debate in a colossal way, and so many people, from Mark Levin to Jason Chaffetz and others in and around the Republican Party, they absolutely trashed Gavin Newsom. And then they declared Ron DeSantis a big, big winner. We gave you that Ron DeSantis question, the first question of the night on mass migration out of the People's Republic of California. And it was a direct response, good response. And then the question came to Gavin Newsom. This is Cut 6. Go.
It's an important occasion. This is an important conversation. And I think it's important to the folks watching. They're probably wondering what are we actually doing here? And I want to answer that very directly. I'll tell you why I'm here. I'm here to tell the truth about the Biden-Harris record and also compare and contrast Ron DeSantis's record and the Republican Party's record as a point of contrast that's as different as daylight and darkness. You want to bring us back to a pre-1960s world, America in reverse. You want to roll back hard-earned national rights on voting rights, on civil rights, on LGBTQ rights, on women's rights, not just access to abortion, but also access to contraception. You want to weaponize grievance. You are focusing on false separateness. You in particular, Ron, are on a banning binge, a cultural purge, intimidating and humiliating people you disagree with. You and President Trump are really trying to light democracy on fire. So, Sean, there are profound differences tonight, and I look forward to engage them. But there's one thing, in closing, that we have in common is neither of us will be the nominee for our party in 2024.
Governor, great opening statement, but
didn't
it did not
question.
It didn't address the issue. Can you explain this migration? out of California and going to red state, blue state.
Well, hold on. You mean the last 2 years, more Floridians going to California than Californians going to Florida?
No, I put up on the screen.
By the way, that's going to be fun to fact check. So we'll just start right there. California has no peers. California dominates. Size of 21 state populations combined. It's the fifth largest economy in the world. We dominate. Number one manufacturing state. We dominate in two-way trade and research and development, access to innovation, more scientists, more researchers, more engineers, more Nobel laureates in the state of California than any other state in the nation. The finest system of higher education. It's the birthplace of life science and biotech and nanotechnology. We dominate in green tech. We dominate in high tech. We dominate in artificial intelligence. So with respect, I think it's an interesting campaign strategy for Ron DeSantis to be bashing a state of 40 million Americans when California simply has no peers.
Well, that's a pretty slick way of not answering your question. He went on a binge of putting out a lot of left-wing platitudes. Here's what I would say. I talked to a lot of the people that have moved from California to Florida, and we never used to get people from California to Florida or really anywhere in the East, because why would you leave California? It's got the best weather,
great natural forces.
Excuse me, sir. But one of the things I did, I was talking to a gentleman.
I'm going to let the debate breathe. But it's his turn. Let's take turns.
So I was talking to a fella who had made the move from California to Florida, and he was telling me that Florida is much better governed, safer, better budget, lower taxes, all this stuff. And he's really happy with the quality of life. And then he paused and he said, "Oh, by the way, I'm Gavin Newsom's father-in-law." So we do count Gavin's in-laws as some of the people that have fled California and come to the state of Florida. And why are we getting people to come? We have a 50-year low in the crime rate. You don't see, in the last 10 years, we've had a 45% decline in homelessness. California's had a 45% increase in homelessness. We back the blue. I was walking the streets of San Francisco a couple months ago, and I had some of the cops in San Francisco do a beeline to come over to me, and I didn't know what they were going to say. And they're like, "We want to thank you for standing for law enforcement, because we don't get that support in the state of California." So people understand quality of life matters. They understand that Florida's doing it right. And I can tell you the numbers speak for themselves. We have way more people moving to this state than leaving. Gavin can't say the opposite.
Gavin Newsom lost that debate miserably. I thought Ron DeSantis handled himself really, really well. We'll get your reaction coming up in our next segment. In fact, our lines are always available to you at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to some calls. We'll also gauge other reaction to the great debate last night, which I thought was a marvelous idea from Sean Hannity. I thought it was well executed, and I found it entertaining, but I must tell you, it was not a good night for Gavin Newsom. He cannot feel good about this. He was looking to solidify his position as Plan B in the event of Joe Biden being thrown overboard or deciding to get out of the race. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the aftermath of the blue state, red state throwdown from last night. What were the key moments, the biggest takeaways, and does it have any impact on 2024 or 2028?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
small businesses are the cornerstone of our towns and the pride of our country. We at Capitus provide financing for small business owners like you, the ones who keep the country running. And Capitus can help keep you running with financing built for the unique needs of your business. You've made this country great. Now let us at Capitus help you become even better. Start your journey today by submitting an application at capitus.com. That's K-A-P-I-T-U-S.com.
On this Friday, the television debate between Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and California's Governor Gavin Newsom is interesting. Put together by Sean Hannity, the discussion pits a successful state, Florida, against a troubled state, California. Some stats courtesy of the Wall Street Journal. jobs in the Golden State have decreased by 85,000 since 2019. In Florida, jobs have increased by more than a million. Obviously, a huge improvement over California. Between 2019 and 22, the Sunshine State gained more than 1 million residents. California lost almost 750,000. Taxes per resident are twice as high in California as they are in Florida. And you want to buy some gasoline? You'll pay $1.20 more a gallon in the Golden State than you will in the Sunshine State. So economically, Florida, good. California, not so much. Governor Newsom is glib, will spin the data. DeSantis, not as verbally agile, but articulating his state success should not be that difficult. Doesn't really matter, because fair-minded Americans know the truth. Progressive policies hurt regular folks, no question. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Mike Baker, former CIA operations officer and your host for the President's Daily Brief. Just like the President, start your morning armed with critical insights you need to know. Every weekday, I'll give you a 20-minute briefing on the vital issues impacting our nation. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. The President's Daily Brief. Get briefed. Stay ahead.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's an important occasion. This is an important conversation. And
like we need more Gavin Newsom. Oh, please, please. I want to give you some, we've been trying to gauge this in terms of, is this going to help Ron DeSantis win the Republican nomination for president? Prominent Republicans spoke out late last night about the debate. Clay Travis, you'll hear him at 9:05, wrote this. Final thought, Gavin Newsom got massacred tonight, but he's a billion times more articulate and intelligent than Joe Biden is. Can you imagine Biden debating at all? Mark Levin. This was Mark Levin. DeSantis knocked out Newsom. It wasn't even close. Victor Jakes of the RJ. If Ron DeSantis ends up winning the GOP nomination, expect tonight to be considered a turning point. Kayleigh McEnany, you see her on Fox News. The clear winner is Ron DeSantis. And I agree with that. Coming up, best-selling author David Horowitz will join us. New book, The Radical Mind, The Destructive Plans of the Woke Left. We'll talk about what the woke left has in store for us and what the biggest challenges are for all of us to eliminate the woke left. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Smile like the sun, kisses for everyone, and tales you never play. You lie so low in the weeds. I bet you wanna ambush me.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital.